guess even back then you can call me CEO of the ROC. Ho, fresh out the frying pan into the fire. Only God can judge me, so I'm gone. Either love me or leave me alone.
Yeah. Who doesn't like that song? Nice find, Pete Zimmerman. All right. Welcome back here to the download. I'm Justin Kaufman. It's 10 o'clock on Friday, and you know what that means. It's time for, one of our favorite segments of all time. It's time to put Shark Tank Steve Gadlin into the frying pan. Gadlin is the brains behind a successful local business, IWantToDrawACatForYou.com. He presented his business idea on the television program Shark Tank, and he snagged Mark Cuban as a principal investor. So now Steve has to go back to Mark Cuban with new ideas. Before he goes into that pressure cooker, he comes to WGN Radio to jump into the frying pan. Yeah. He's giving us his exclusive business ideas so we can poke holes into it and give Steve the confidence to pitch it to Cuban himself. Steve Gadlin, welcome back to the frying pan, my friend.
Thank you, sir. I'm happy to be here.
How you feeling? I know that this week you've been very confident. I said earlier in this program that it felt like you may have gotten your swagger back.
Yeah, you know, I think I had a lot of my swagger pummeled out of me last week by some of your callers who once again misunderstood a pretty good idea. But I think, you know, I think I've got a golden one for them today. So hopefully I'll earn that swagger with a winner.
Well, we know you to be a confident guy. You wouldn't be in the invention business if you weren't.
True. Entrepreneurism takes a lot of confidence.
Right. 312-981-7200. Are we ready to play the frying pan? I think we are. Steve Gadlin, what's this week's frying pan idea?
Yeah, so this time I came up with an invention, and this has nothing to do with food. I know I had a couple of strikeouts with food ideas over the last few weeks. So this is called whisper phones. Now, people are talking at you all the time, especially if you're out in the city. You hear people talk. And for some older people, you know, 40 and above, some of the elderly, it's a little hard for them to hear all these noises of people talking and shouting. So whisper phones are a headphone apparatus that you wear out in public. And what they do is they convert all talking into the soft, soothing sounds of whispering. So you still hear what people are telling you, but instead of them, you know, hearing it like they're shouting at you or talking roughly, it comes through as a soft, soothing whisper. And actually, what we found in our studies is it greatly reduces a person's stress levels over the course of a day, and that improves heart health and extends your life.
Okay. The idea this week is whisper phones, headphones that turn normal talking into whispers.
Well, headphone apparatus.
Okay, apparatus.
I can get more into that later, but you got the gist of it.
Yes.
It turns all talking that you hear into the soft, soothing sounds of whispers.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. The calls are coming in right now. Pete is on the line calling them and screening them, getting them ready to go here. Steve, okay, so I have questions, but as normal procedure here in the frying pan, I like to leave them to the audience because I don't want to sort of steer the conversation or use my biases or subjectivity to color anybody's opinion. So,
well, I tell you, your bias usually ends up sneaking in there by the second or third call.
Doubtful. Not me. I try to keep it straight ahead. Straight ahead here on the frying pan. 312-981-7200. The idea called whisper phones. One more time, Steve.
Yeah, whisper phones. So they are the headphone apparatus for people who are 40 and above that turn some of the sharp, rough talking you might hear on the streets into the soft, soothing sounds of whispering.
Okay, and yeah, I have some technology questions, but we'll get to that. I'm sure that there will be some people who will answer those or ask those questions. 312-981-7200. Let's take a quick break. We'll get the calls lined up, and then we will get to the responses.
Get to the yays.
All right.
Get to the yays.
Stay with us.
Fresh out the frying pan into the
end of the fire. Only God can judge me, so I'm gone. Either love me or leave me alone.
It's a frying pan. Friday nights here on WGN on the download. Steve Gadlin joins us. He's a local entrepreneur behind IWantToDrawACatForYou.com. He won on Shark Tank, so now he comes here with new ideas before he pitches them to his boss, Mark Cuban. All right, Steve Gadlin, this week's idea, whisper phones.
Yeah, the whisper phone. So, you know, especially elderly people, 40 and above, when you go to a baseball game or a sporting event or you're out in the city, some of the noise is just overwhelming. What the whisper phones will do is convert that sound, the sound of human talking, screaming, shouting, into the soft, soothing sounds of whispering.
312-981-7200 is the phone number. Let's go to Mark. Mark, what do we like, yay or nay on whisper phones?
I'd have to go with a nay on this one. Mm-hmm. It seems like the demographic you're looking at could just turn down their hearing aids or put on a pair of headphones.
Yeah.
It also sounds like you're trying to block an entire range of sound, which could be, you know, really dangerous if you're just canceling out an entire spectrum of sound.
Yeah. That's a great question. Thanks, Mark. Thanks for that. Steve, what do you say to the
idea?
Yeah,
well, this is, you know, it's not for blocking out sound, I'll say that. It doesn't block out talking. It changes those sounds into the soft, soothing sounds of whispering. So, it's not, you'll still hear everything everyone says. You'll hear it very clearly.
Right.
But instead of different voices at different levels, you'll hear, you know, whisper sounds.
Okay, 312-981-7200. Let's 630 says, would a car horn sound? What would it sound like with a whisper phone?
Well, that's a great question. Just imagine the timbres of a car horn, but as a whisper.
So it would sound like it would sound like that.
Well, it would sound like if a horn were to say that. But I'm not a car horn, so I can't make that noise physically. But I think if you just imagine converting a car horn, pretend a car horn is telling a secret.
But are you at all worried about, you know, those kind of sounds are important because they're alerting you or they're alarming you to some situation, so you wouldn't necessarily want those to be in whisper form.
Well, but you know what? You would still hear them. Mm-hmm. You'd still hear them, but instead of being jarring and abrasive, your ears would be tickled and coddled by the soft, soothing sounds of whispering.
847 says, great. I love it.
That's great.
There you go. Let's go to Julie on the line. Julie, yay or nay on whisper phones?
Well, before I give you my answer, the guy who came up with this idea, what's his name?
Steve Gadlin.
Steve. Okay, Steve, can I whisper something to you?
Okay.
Sure.
For referring to people over the age of 40 as elderly, I would like to give you a nice soft kick in the pants. And then a double thumbs down on your idea.
There you go. So, okay, thank you for that. Thank you, Julie.
I should have been wearing my whisper phones for that one. I'll tell you, I'm sorry. I apologize for using the word elderly. That's probably not in vogue right now. But, I mean, people over the age of 40 who are starting to get frustrated by the speed at which the world is moving these days, you know, some of the loud noises you might hear out at a sporting event or at a concert. So I apologize, though, if I used offensive nomenclature to classify people over the age of 40.
Right.
You know, and then I guess double thumbs down on the idea I can't really respond to other than to say it might not be your cup of tea, but, you know, maybe someday it will be.
I'm interested in the technology. I'm getting texts like on how this would actually work. I mean, how would you be able to mute or change the frequency of a sound?
Well, we're not changing the frequency of anything. So the way it works is actually fairly ingenious. We have the apparatus goes over your ears and actually mutes all sound. Okay. So you can't hear a thing when you're wearing them, but when turned on, if there are batteries, if the batteries are up to date, it actually works a lot like Siri on your phone, and that it captures the sounds, sends them on to our servers, okay, where we have people ready to redeliver those sounds using proprietary technology as whisper. So so there's maybe a 5 to 8 seconds of latency while the sound is processed and converted and then sent back to your ears. But that delay is something you get used to after 1 or 2 days of normal use.
It's almost like a delay you see on TV when a reporter is in a using Skype or something, and it's 5 seconds after the question.
Yeah, except there won't be any delay in what you see, obviously. But right. We do have an attachment that we're working on that will add that delay to what you see so that everything is in sync. But we're not ready with that yet.
Okay, 312-981-7200. This is a lot of technology, and I'm assuming mm-hmm. the ability to delay is going to cost money. How much is this going to cost, Steve?
Well, so WhisperPhone is actually, we got a low bar to entry this time.
Okay.
So it's $25 for a pair.
Okay.
And then you will need, though, a monthly subscription to keep the, you know, to keep the service working so that the people we have on our end who are doing the translation for you can get paid. And it's actually per sound. So it's based on the number of sounds we translate for you per month. It could be, you know, as low as $3.99 a month, sort of $399 a month for people who engage in low to average to low numbers of conversations in a month, all the way up to, you know.
So you do it by conversations?
Well, by sound, really. It's, again, a proprietary formula that calculates the number of sounds we have to translate. And then, you know, I'll say $3.99 is general entry level for people who hear a normal amount of things in a month. Mm-hmm. And we might have to, you know, if you work at a ballpark, I'll say mm-hmm. that could get pretty expensive. So we have to work out a custom plan for you.
So it's almost like a data plan for cell phones.
Yeah, very similar to a data plan. But you know what? I don't like to harp on the price. It's not the pricing that excites me here. It's the technology. It's, again, taking the harsh sounds of life and replacing them with the soothing sounds of whisperings.
(312) 981-7200. Let's go to Jeremy. Jeremy, yay or nay on whisper phones?
I think it's a great idea. I'm actually a musician, nice. And I go to a bunch of concerts, and I actually wear earbuds through the concert, some mm-hmm. high-grade earbuds, mm-hmm. so I don't blow out my eardrums.
There you go. So this could be,
I think it's a great idea.
This could be marketed to that generation. Thanks a lot, Jeremy.
Yeah, and again, instead of the, you know, the tonal variance of some concerts, you'll get that music back to you in a nice soothing monotone of, which would make the concert much more enjoyable.
Right. All right. 312-981-7200. Is the phone number. 312-981-7200. We'll take a break for the news. We'll continue with the frying pan. Whisper phones. Whisper phones is the idea tonight. Steve Gadlin, the entrepreneur. We'll be right back with Steve and the frying pan. Stay with us. All right. The frying pan's actually doing pretty good. A couple nays to start, but have kind of given us a couple of yays towards the end here, which we will take, I guess. 312-981-7200. More with Steve Gadlin. Rob Martier, what do you think of whisper phones?
No, absolutely not.
Steve,
and you know, I'm a huge Gadlin fan. Yeah. I love Steve. You
yeah.
know that. This
yeah,
one,
you know.
This one I can't endorse. I can't do it.
How does that make you feel, Steve?
Well, I don't know that Rob Martier has ever really experienced the soft, soothing sounds of whisperings.
I've got 4 kids. There is no type of whispering going on in my house.
Right.
None at all.
Well, with whisper phones, you'd have 4 delightful, soft-soothing children.
There you go. See, you could use the whisper phones. Thanks, Steve. Okay. I guess even back then, you can call me CEO of the ROCO. Fresh out the frying pan into the fire. Pony God can judge me, so I'm gone. Either love me or leave me. It's the frying pan here on WGN Radio. I'm Justin Kaufman, and our guest tonight, of course, Steve Gadlin, local entrepreneur, innovator, and inventor. the man behind iwanttodrawcatsforyou.com. He won on Shark Tank. That means he has a development deal with Mark Cuban. Before he brings any new ideas to Cuban, he brings them here to Download Nation. Steve Gadlin, tonight, Whisper Phones.
Yeah. That's right, Whisper Phones. It's an apparatus that similar to a headphone. You put over your head and you tap a couple of bolts into the middle of your neck just for acoustic clarity. And
Wait. I had not heard that yet. You drill into your neck?
No. You don't break skin. There are some bolts that press into the sides of your neck, and that just helps accentuate acoustic clarity. But what they do is they block out sound and reprocess it and turn all of the hubbub and din of the city and of loud talkers into the soft, soothing sounds of whisperings.
Yes. Okay. 312-981-7200. Lots of texts, calls, people waiting. Thank you for waiting through the news. Shirley, yay or nay on whisper phones?
Charlene, and I say nay. You could buy orange little plugs for 39 cents at any drugstore or dollar store. Put them in your ears, and you hear enough to be safe. But it also locks it out, and you don't have a monthly charge. You just have to buy a new orange cheap plugs every so often.
There you go.
He's nuts.
How do you deal? Thank you. How do you deal with competition, Steve?
Well, the cheap orange plugs. That's what I hear all the time, and that's just that's a cheap orange plug is the equivalent to whisper phones as maybe the old Motorola flip phone was to the iPhone. You know, once the new thing comes out, I think people are going to look at those orange plugs in a whole new way. Also, I don't know that those orange plugs are Bluetooth compatible, so they will not connect to your phone. So I'd actually like to know what Shirley thinks of that. How's she going to use them if they're not Bluetooth compatible and they won't hook up to her phone? So, just we'll agree to disagree with Shirley, but I have a feeling she'll be an active user of whisper phones before the end of the year.
You think that it has a lot to do with just once it gets picked up, once it gets into the cultural stratosphere, that everybody will want one of these.
Yeah, those cheap orange plugs, people aren't going to use those anymore.
630 says, could the listener choose the type of whisper, like the voice on a GPS? Like man, woman accent, or Apple nondescript accent? That kind of thing.
That's not a feature that we're launching, but it's a coincidence that they bring that up because that is something I hadn't thought of. And it is a feature I will be rolling out eventually for an additional fee. But, initially it's just a standard whisper.
773 says, if you're hard of hearing, wouldn't this make it even more difficult to hear? And if everything came through as a whisper, wouldn't it be dangerous not hearing sirens and other warning sounds, which I brought up earlier?
Yeah, so you would hear. So this isn't for people who are hard of hearing. This is for people who are maybe extra sensitive to sounds, who are tired of the noisiness, the loudness and the brashness of other people's voices or crowds. And sirens, you will hear sirens. They will just be translated with, the 7 or 8 second delay in play of, the whisper, the sound as if a siren could whisper.
Mm-hmm. Let's go to Rick. Rick, yay or nay on whisper phones, Rick?
I'm just not feeling it. I think, first of all, with the latency that you're talking about, I think this is going to be very difficult for anybody to have a conversation. And I just think the whole idea is beyond ridiculous. I feel like this is I'm getting punked, or this is an SNL skit or something. It just, and I don't know what's up with the Frankenstein bolts and the size of the neck. The whole thing just seems ludicrous to me.
Steve?
Well, that's his opinion, obviously. I mean, I'd say a lot of inventions seem ludicrous before they're put into public use. Imagine what the first people who used eyeglasses must have looked like to people who didn't need eyeglasses.
Yeah, Rick, what do you say to that, Rick?
Well, I say when people use eyeglasses, when I look at something, I'm seeing it in real time. I mean, so I'm walking down the street and there's a siren, and 8 seconds later I hear it. By that time I'm run over. I just don't get it.
Well, you have to use your other senses, Rick. I mean, we're not asking you to only, close your eyes while you're walking around. This is, having a conversation with someone actually helps, because how often when you're in a conversation do you interrupt or speak too soon and not give yourself time to really process the words they've said before offering your own opinion. You know, whisper phones almost force that to happen by giving you that 8-second delay. You see their mouth move, so you know they've been saying something. But then 8 seconds later, you get that soft, soothing sound of whispering.
Right.
And then you've had time to really process it.
I'm going to say good luck on your I don't get this at all. But the one thing I'm going to tell you is, because I think you're trying to sell your invention here, every time you say whisper, you go, pss, 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 and it drives me crazy. Quit doing that.
Well, I'm explaining the soft, soothing sound of whispering.
Okay. All right. Well, good luck.
All right. Thanks, Rick. Appreciate that.
All right. Yeah. Bye.
Okay.
Sorry, I lost it there. I lost it for a second.
Yeah. Okay. 312-981-7200. Let's see. There's a lot of stuff about solar energy, which I'm not sure has anything to do with what we're talking about.
No.
But yeah, I mean, he makes a good point. I think I've heard a lot, and you know, I was going to save it for the next segment, but it just does feel like a lot of people are responding to the abrasiveness and the annoyingness of your whisper sound.
Of my whisper sound?
Yeah, they're just not. They're not feeling the pss, 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 pss on the radio. It's just not. It's something that they're feeling
well,
like as you try to sell the segment.
The
well, they're just saying as you're trying to sell the segment, it's not helping it.
Well, you know, again, I think if they maybe cancel out some of the other noises around them, and if everyone, you know what, let's do this. If everyone can just be quiet for a second, if your listeners could just take a deep breath and listen carefully to the soft, soothing sounds of whispering.
Yeah, see, that's not. All right, let's go to George. Let's keep going. Let's go to George. George, yay or nay on whisper phones?
That's a resounding nay. I don't know. Like, this is a joke, right? This has got to be a joke. This is about as bad as the idea that guy had that he wanted to do that fantasy sports camp where kids were pretending to play.
This is the same guy.
This is the same.
Yeah, it's the same. He does the same segment every night, every Friday night.
I'm not surprised one bit.
Okay.
This is becoming like entertainment for me. Like this is
well, I guess it's something,
I'm
right?
I'm convinced that you're not serious with this.
Well, he is. I think that people get the misconception. This is not a SNL sketch. Steve Gadlin may have somewhat out of bounds, you know, sort of fantasy like ideas.
You know,
but
this last
well, yeah.
I said the same thing last time. This is the guy with the cats, right? The cats.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, I said this last time. You had a really quirky, like weird idea that took off, and I think you're trying to ride that wave with other quirky ideas.
Well, I don't see these as quirky, and I don't see that other one as quirky. What I'm trying to do is bring value to our culture. That's to put it in a nutshell. I'm trying to bring value to our culture. And I may do that in non-traditional ways, but
well, conversation in real time is valuable, and you're not really improving that. And playing sports without balls is not valuable. I mean, what value are you bringing? You're devaluizing all of the things you're trying to improve.
No, the value that I bring is the soft, soothing sound of whispering.
Right, exactly. Chill out on the whisper. Now, you did a good job there of making it a little bit
just
more
keep doing
palatable.
The whisper thing. Keep doing it. It's funny. It's making a lot of people mad. It's making me laugh.
Thanks, George.
Thanks.
All right, let's go to Jim. Jim, what do you think? Yay or nay on whisper phones?
Tell the city to stop the whispering. First of all, it's an idiotic idea, and his whispering is creepy. If I was there, I'd give him a slap. Stop it, please.
All right, there you go, Jim. He's getting kind of... All right, let's go to Glenn. Glenn, what do you like, yay or nay on whisper phones?
Yay and nay. I'm not too sure about it. I know that every time he does a, I wish I had hair. but if he could use them like as a translator, it might have some merit.
Okay, that's a good idea.
And as far as the Saturday Night Live skit, I would think it'd be more like Second City TV.
Yeah, right.
As a translator, I might have merit, but
okay.
Other than that,
thanks, Glenn. I appreciate that. Thanks for calling in. You're getting a lot of people here who are upset with the whispering, and also think that the idea is not that great.
Well, that what Glenn did is he brought up a really good point, though, because he had said, when I make the whispering sound, you wish you had a pair. And what I'm not sure what would happen, and I'll have to bring it into testing, is how do whisper phones translate the soft, soothing sound of whispering?
How do whispers translate in whispers, right?
Yeah, what's whisperier than a whisper?
What's whisperer than a whisper?
Yeah.
I think this would be better suited for home use. Maybe incorporate soothing sounds like ocean waves and white noise. That's from 630.
Okay.
And so that
well, you know, that's something else. That's different. You can't translate someone's voice into an ocean wave unless you're talking to fish people or something. I don't know how that would sound. This is not getting rid of any sounds. It's simply converting them into the soft, soothing sounds of whispering.
312-981-7200. We'll take a quick break. We come back. We'll bring you up to speed on some of the more colorful texts that we received in the hour. Steve Gadlin, it's the Frying Pan. Stay with us.
Fresh out the frying pan into the fire. Tony God can judge me, so I'm gone. Either love me or leave me alone.
It's a download here on WGN Radio, and it's Frying Pan, Friday night, 10 o'clock. Steve Gadlin is with us now. 312-981-7200. Jeff, yay or nay on whisper phones?
Absolutely not. Do you know how annoying that is to have somebody whisper in your ear all the time? Mm. And stop freaking whispering, dude. It's freaking annoying.
Okay.
I got grandkids that are less annoying than you.
Okay, there you go. So that's a good start to this segment. Okay.
I don't understand I think it's what's happening is over the radio, the sound is becoming less soft and soothing. But if you were in the room with me or if you had the whisper phones comfortably nestled against your ears, I think would be very soothing to you.
All right, here we go. Let's go through some of the texts that came through. All right, here we go. From Paul in Glendale Heights, what if the guy you're talking to on the whisper phone is whispering to you?
Well, you're not talking to someone on a whisper phone. This is a pair of, you know, it's a head apparatus that translates all conversation. But yeah, he raises the same question we raised earlier. I'm not sure what happens to whispering when processed through whisper phones.
We're going to go.
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say we're going to go rapid fire here so I can get all these texts in because there's a lot tonight. We only have about 5 minutes.
Go ahead.
Okay, so here we go. 630 says, this guy has some really bad ideas. Maybe if I was drunk, I would like it. But keep up the good work the rest of the time.
Okay.
Yeah, I think he's talking to me in the sense of keep up the good work, but not necessarily.
No.
630 says, this one is great. People are as irritated as they were for the Master Gardener or the sports camp. So you're at least getting somewhere.
So that's a yay?
Yeah, I think that's a yay.
Okay.
224 says, I'm starting to think this guy is a one-trick pony. No great ideas since I want to draw a cat for you.com.
Well, that's great. 765. At least they acknowledge that was a great idea.
Yeah, 765 says, is this the same guy that was promoting the toilet and the pooping bucket in your house, changing your diet to the point where you don't poop anymore?
Yes. They remember. That's right. That was a system, reusable toilet paper.
Right.
Yeah.
815 says, Mark Cuban would probably like to wear these when this idiot talks to him.
Well, they'd translate everything I say to the soft, soothing sound of whisperings.
Right. 630 says, stop having this guy on. He's bringing us down.
Okay.
That's not good. 708 said it would be annoying to the point of suicide or homicide.
Well, then you just take them off.
Yeah.
If they're really getting
exactly.
to you, take
That's
them
a great
off.
Point. That's a great. He should go draw a cat for me. That's what it's hold on.
I think you're saying that because you're skipping a lot of the yays.
No. The ones that we've already talked to or I've brought up questions. 606 says, not going to insult my intelligence by commenting on this. However, I will continue to consume my Irish whiskey. 847 says, this guy is pushing a snake oil idea. Even if it did work, his constant imitation of whispers is enough to turn me off for the product.
Well, listen. If it's, you know, it is snake oil in the sense that snakes also go.
Right. Well, yeah, I guess you can go there. 630, pretty simple. Are you insane? No punctuation on that, so I'm not sure.
Yeah, we don't know if it's a question or a statement. So.
Right. 847 says we're losing brain cells again. 312 says, why does he keep doing that? So annoying. 847 says,
great inventions? Yeah,
this guy says, I'm turning my radio off. He sucks.
Okay.
847 said, great. I love it.
Great.
847 also, great. 847 says, Mark Cuban would shoot this guy if he ever brought this idea to him. I didn't know that Mark Cuban was a gun guy, but.
No, he's not. And he's actually, he doesn't shoot people. He just. He doesn't invest in their ideas.
Yeah. 773 says, I can't wait till after the election and Dr. Trump deports you to Argentina for such dumb ideas.
Well, I'm not Argentinian, mm-hmm. so I don't know how you could do that legally.
And then one of my favorites here is 847. Why doesn't he create headphones so we can't hear his stupid ideas? That's pretty good.
Well, those are called headphones, and they're already invented.
Right.
And, you know, 847... I don't want to make guesses, but that's the area code my parents live in.
Right. So you these could be your parents?
It could be. It's something I'll have to ask them about.
And 773, we'll end it tonight with, have you considered a career change?
Yeah. You know, I consider a career change every week when I bring up another invention or business idea. So, right. Yes. But I will always maintain the career of entrepreneur and visionary.
There you go. Steve, I don't think this was that bad. I think people were probably
really?
More... Well, I think they were angry at your presentation. Usually it's the other way around. Usually yeah. I feel like people think the idea is terrible and you're an okay salesman. But this mm-hmm. one, because of the nonstop, incessant whispering, I think you got to them to a point where they're not even listening to the idea. They
it's
just
not
can't
nonstop stand. And incessant. It's the soft, soothing sounds of whispering.
There it is. Steve yeah. Gadlin from IWantToDrawACatForYou.com. We're not on next week because we're at the Taste of Displaying, so you get a week off okay. to think about your ideas a little bit more.
I will, and I'll come up with a real good one.
All right, that sounds good. Steve Gadlin, a regular here on the Frying Pan. Thanks, my friend, and have a great weekend.
Yeah, you too. Take care.